from KQED.
Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown begin what could be called round two of the general election campaign this morning. Round one ended last night with the first of three debates broadcast to a statewide audience. The debate provided few surprises, but it did offer a clear picture of just how different the two candidates are and how they would approach the job of governor. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
Meg Whitman is a first-time candidate, careful to stay on message but consistent in calling for more common sense in state government. Jerry Brown often shoots from the hip in his campaign to convince voters that fixing California will take his four decades of leadership. Those perceptions were hammered home time and again Tuesday night in an hour-long debate on the campus of UC Davis. Here's Whitman explaining why she supports what she admits is a flawed bond proposal to fix the state's water problems, one that's been delayed for a vote by the people until 2012.
It was not perfect by any means. There was pork in that bond. But I come from the real world, where you actually have to get things done. And sometimes perfect is the enemy of progress.
On the other side, here's Brown explaining how frugal he will be by defending the $5 billion surplus the state had at the end of his first term in 1978.
By the way, that surplus didn't drop down, you know, from the tooth fairy. I created that damn thing. I had to veto bills. I had to fight with the legislators. I had people reviling me because I wouldn't go along with their pay programs. Nobody is tougher with a buck than I am.
But whether those kinds of revelations of character will help voters decide who should be governor is not so easy to predict. Two recent polls have shown the race to be either almost or exactly a dead heat. And neither candidate landed a knockout punch on Tuesday night, though there was some tough talk. On the subject of public employee pensions, which seems to be the reform issue du jour in Sacramento, Whitman repeated her charges that Brown's campaign cash from organized labor makes him damaged goods.
Mr. Brown talks about bringing people together, and my view is he will bring people together after he's elected governor, and it will be a meeting of all the special interests and the unions who are there to collect their IOUs from the campaign that they have funded. And I don't think that's in the best interest of the state of California. We have to do what's right for all the people.
Brown, meantime, criticized Whitman for also not doing what's right for all the people.
She's raised $25 million. Enormous number are $25,000, some of them $50,000, some of them husband and wife $100,000. And I would bet you the majority will get an immediate tax break from her key economic plan, which is to eliminate totally the California capital gains tax. And as I said, that $5 billion comes right out of the general fund, and half of the general fund goes to schools.
But Whitman had her own jab on education, specifically the schools in Oakland and their struggles while the former Governor Brown was the city's mayor.
You know what drives me crazy about career politicians? They refuse to accept accountability. Governor Brown campaigned on being the education mayor, and now he says, really, you know, mayor couldn't really do it, you know, was really hard to make it happen. Well, the parents and the kids were counting on Governor Brown when he was mayor to make those changes.
A sprinkling of other policy issues came up in this first debate. Meg Whitman reiterated her promise to save $1 billion out of welfare and transfer the money to higher education. She said she'd leave it to the chancellors of colleges and universities about how to spend the money. Jerry Brown insisted that policies such as the state's landmark climate change law need to be protected and that any talk of walking away from such policies would be a step backwards. In between, Whitman had to defend her failure to vote in most of the elections of her adult life. Brown defended his stance on the death penalty, which he has said he opposes personally, but has and would uphold it as it stands in law. And because so much of the conversation kept coming back to Jerry Brown's past, he tried at every turn to spin it as something positive that Meg Whitman lacks.
When powerful forces come, she'll cave. I've been in the kitchen. I know the heat. I can take it. I got the know-how. And yes, I've got the spine and the intelligence and the wisdom. And at my age, the independence to do what's right.
Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman seem to share almost nothing in common. One a wealthy businesswoman, the other an iconoclastic scion of a prominent political family. But they both agree the state needs fixing, and most challenging for voters, they both agree the other person doesn't have what it takes to get the job done. For the California Report, I'm John Myers.